I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head over to Hamlin County, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer with the Game Fish and Parks, and Ponset, Albert, are they still getting most of the pressure in your county?
Yeah, it's an ongoing process out there. Definitely seen plenty of boats this last week or weekend. Ponce's been seeing a ton of recreational use, which, granted, that's what we were expecting with the 4th of July coming out. Made fishing a little tough with boats buzzing around. But, you know, checking a few boat fishermen, people are still picking up a few fish here and there. The usual 14.5-inch size walleyes. So, moving over to Albert, the fish over there, same token, keeps going on. Bigger fish, not as many, but, you know, the quality of fish over there has been really nice for people that are over there.
Last time I was down to Clear Lake, it really had a strange kind of a green tinge with a little bit of algae on top. I just wondered if it was riled up from wind and maybe settled down some.
Yeah, you know, both that and Ponset have been seeing that. When there's not as much for waves, and you get more of that glass tap to the water,
yeah,
and any boat along, you'll really see that algae bloom that's going on out there.
Anything dry lake north of Ponset or anything on the west end of the county?
No, been pretty quiet. Clear Lake by Thomas, still seeing a few boats here and there. A lot of locals just trying to get out in the evening, trying to catch fish here and there. But, the other news that Ponset, Lakeview boat ramp over there, the construction crews backed out of there. They are going to have to come back, you know, for a day. They're going to have some striping to do out there. So I don't know when that's going to happen. They're going to try to wait for this traffic to kind of get out of here and so that they can get in and be finish the project. So,
have you seen any pheasant chicks yet?
Actually, I saw my first brood the other day just north of Ponset, right there on Highway 28. I mean, it had to be a fresh hatch just, you know, a week or two ago.
Okay.
And so that was kind of good to see.
Yep, that always makes you feel good. Well, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and I imagine the fun times of the 4th and everything, maybe not a lot of fishing pressure per se up in Day County.
Yeah, I would say overall our pressure is starting to drop off from what we've been seeing. The 4th with the heat and everything, and there's a lot of recreational boaters on some of the lakes. The pressure definitely drops off on the fishing end. But overall, you know, I think Wabays are still where most people are going. You know, we're seeing 20 boats at a ramp on any given day, so definitely a busier lake. Sounds like, you know, the walleyes can be good at times, and at other times people are struggling. But most of those fish are going to be, you know, 15 to 19 inches long, so they're nice fish.
And then better opets, some other lakes?
Yeah, opets, you know, that tends to have a pretty strong bite, but most of those fish are under the 15-inch minimum that's still on the lake. So we're seeing, you know, lots of fish being caught, but a few being harvested. That's one we surveyed last week, actually, and boy, there's some nice perch in that lake still. So getting those perch to bite would definitely be a good thing. So you'd see some nice fish caught out of there if the perch ever want to cooperate. Down the Bitter Lake, you know, that's a day by day. Some days people will catch fish, and boy, other days it's been pretty tough bite out there. So what I'm thinking is there's some food out there. I know last year there was a lot of small perch out there. So maybe those perch are still the size where the walleyes can eat them.
Lynn Lake, is Lynn and Middle Lynn, are they connected anymore?
No, I don't believe so. There was a little bit of water between them a few years ago, but I don't think there is right now. Lynn, you know, I've seen some walleye pictures here and there off of that one. So I would expect Lynn to be a pretty decent bite, especially for some larger fish, and probably about the same thing over on Middle Lynn. You'd definitely catch some larger walleyes there.
In your travels, have you seen much fishing pressure or boats on Swan Lake or Grass Lake or Dry?
Grass and Dry have been pretty quiet. Every once in a while, you'll see a boat on Dry. Grass just hasn't been much activity at all. And I'm assuming weeds are pretty bad on, definitely I'd consider, you know, Swan anytime. You could potentially catch some nice fish there.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer, and right here around Watertown, the lakes, are they getting good fishing pressure, and are they giving up any fish?
There's not too much fishing pressure on them. Starting that pelican, a few more boats out there than what I've seen here the last few years. It sounds like they're getting a few walleye out there. Not much of a size to them. It sounds like they're on the smaller side. Most of them are under that 15-inch mark, but they are picking up a few out there right now. Right in that area, too, then you got Goose Lake. A few guys are starting to go out there. We did put some markers in by the ramp there to at least mark where the edge of the ramp is. The dock still isn't in there, and until water levels go down, we probably won't be getting that dock in. So,
okay.
But they are getting a few fish out there, and they're nice fish. It's just a little difficult getting a boat in. I've seen a few guys do it themselves, but for the most part, it's easier if you got two guys to do it.
Yeah. So. Kempeska or Dry Lake or Grass Lake?
Kempeska, guys are catching a few out there. It's slowed down quite a bit. Haven't seen too much for walleye or perch yet. Dry Lake, that one I know has slowed down here the last few weeks. It's been pretty slow. It sounds like in the morning they might get a few before the temperatures get too high. Grass Lake, it sounds like they're still getting a few out there. Just access is really difficult with a boat right now.
Yeah. Does Long Lake get much fishing pressure, boat or shore?
I haven't gotten too much pressure this year yet. I've seen a couple boats out there, but that's about it.
And boating or shore boating on Stank Lake, north along Lake, I haven't heard anything out of there. Have you?
Nope. I haven't seen any shore fishermen or anything up there either. So.
I know Casey and Dan have both seen a brood or two of pheasants. Have you happened to notice any?
I haven't seen any, but talking to some of our land crew guys, they've seen a few.
Okay. Well, Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer out of the Watertown office, thank you. Now we head up to Big Stone Lake, South Dakota side, Schmidt's Landing, talking to Jenny. And I guess as far as fishing the weekend through last night, how's the walleye or other fish biting?
It seems like it is starting to pick up. We have gotten reports that walleye are being caught in the middle of the lake when people are using bottom bouncers with the spinners and crawlers. So we have had the reports on that. The perch are starting to bite too, so people are starting to get spikes and still the bluegill, both by boat and on shore, have been doing well too.
I know every year about this time, it seems the plug fishermen for walleyes kind of find the perch that way and then switch gear and go after them with traditional methods. So it seems to be a little earlier almost every year.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that the perch are starting to be caught now, because everyone talks about later and into September, but... Yeah, we've gotten some really good reports so far.
Anybody traveling down by the islands or up to the north end of the lake and finding fish?
I've had near Hartford Beach has been a spot that people have been going, or near Kramer's for different fish. Yeah, I think the islands are always popular for people to go to also.
Well, Jenny, up at Schmidt's Landing, Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to the Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, talking to biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, from Brookings and South, any lakes standing up? And I imagine maybe with the holiday... fishing pressure may be down.
Yeah, at least we haven't been getting a ton of reports right now. But I think the ones that have been producing are still producing. I'm getting a smattering of reports. There's not a lot of pressure on Lake Ponset, but the people who are going out are catching fish. It sounds like it's harder to get those fish over 14, 15 inches, but they have said that the fish they've been catching, these 13 to 14, 14 and a half inch fish, are in pretty good shape now, so it sounds like things might be turning around for those walleyes there. I think there's still some people fishing Lake Albert and picking up some fish. I saw a picture, I guess there was a tournament out there about a week ago, I saw a picture of one team's catch, and they had some nice overs and some nice unders. So I think that continues to produce some really nice fish. Likewise, I think Lake Whitewood, they're still catching some bigger walleyes out there, just pulling bait and plugs out around that lake, and that continues to produce. It's been quiet. We just aren't getting a lot of reports on Lake Thompson. So we're not in touch really with that fishery there. Closer to Brookings, Lake Sinai has been kind of quiet. I'm sure you can pick up a few smallmouths and a walleye or two there, but really haven't heard much there. And the Highway 81 lakes have been kind of quiet too. Further south, Lake Madison, I think, has been kind of slow. Lake Herman's been producing a few fish. I have not heard anything on Lake Brandt. And closer to Sioux Falls, that Minnehaha County, those lakes there, I think typical summer pattern there, not yielding a lot of walleyes or other fish. One highlight has been the Big Sioux. You can do Flandreau Dam or any of those dams there, and they've been catching catfish like crazy. The catfishing's been really good, I think, with the water up, and those channel catch should be out of the spawn right now, and they're pretty actively feeding. So if you want to catch a bunch of fish, I think that would be a good option.
Dave, are fish able to actually migrate anymore from Watertown through the Ponset dam system and through Flandreau below Brookings? Can they migrate all the way between Sioux Falls and Watertown at any time?
Yeah, I think, they can migrate downstream, definitely. They can get out, they can go over those low-head dams. Flandreau, I don't think, unless you have really, really high water, I don't think they can navigate upstream on that. That's okay. Still a pretty good drop there.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Sioux Falls and Brookings, thank you. Now we head out to Lake Oahe, Whitlock Bay, pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, before we talk the fishing, a big bass tournament out there. Who won it? What kind of weight did they have? And what areas do you know that they fished?
It's probably the biggest thing that's ever came to South Dakota, Don, in terms of high-dollar fishing. They had the Bass Elite at a tournament out of Spring Creek last week. It was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the championship Monday. And all the main guys were here, and there was a lot of bass caught. And not much to our surprise, the top two guys won it right up here at by the 212 Bridge, fishing around the Forest City area, south of Forest City, with the total weight. I think he had like 69 point something pounds for the 4 days. So we knew we had a lot of quality bass up in this area, and that tournament kind of proved it.
The winner, how much money did he take home?
Well, they fish a couple of days and then they make a cut. And after the first 2 days, the top teams all get 10 grand apiece for the top 50 guys. And then they make another cut down to 12 for the championship. And the winner pocketed $100,000 on Monday for the win. in addition to the money he made on the cuts prior to that. So
it was
pretty big money.
Well, to walleye fishing, what were the fish? Are they getting deeper now?
You know, they've been deep. It just depends on what water column you want to, you know, attack. The easy bite, of course, is up in that shallower water in that 8 to 15-foot range. And then probably the more quality fish are, you know, out a little bit deeper, but not quite as many bites, probably the difference there. So it just depends on if you're looking for quality or action.
And where would you start out today if you were in that area, Whitlock Bay or Sutton Bay?
Well, again, it depends on what you're targeting. If you want this bigger fish, I'd probably stay a little bit deeper.
Okay.
You're not going to get any bites, but you'll probably catch a little nicer fish. Yesterday, we put in at Sutton Bay and ended up in Stove Creek. We had a big wind the night before that muddied up the lake pretty good, and we ended up finding a pretty decent spot back in Stove. So every day is different. It ain't like you can go to a spot day after day and catch fish. Well, you caught them one day, you can go back the next day, and they may not even be there.
Pro guide Chuck Krause out of the Whitlock Bay area. Thank you. Now we travel up to Marshall County, KC Dollar, conservation officer. And besides Opitz, what's happening on that with the bite and then some of the other lakes up in Marshall County?
You know, Opitz has been kind of hit and miss all year here. And, you know, we're seeing a few fish caught in the morning and evenings, but probably the hot bite right now is over at Clear Lake with the bluegills. We're seeing some really nice bluegills being caught out of Clear Lake. Seems like the guys that are, you know, pulling up on the sunken islands or the rock bars or the main lake points and chunk of worm under a slip bobber, they're doing really well for some really nice bluegills.
Do they see some in that pound plus range?
Yeah, you know, right in that area. They're good quality fish, and it's a fantastic lake to take a youngster out there and have him catch a few fish.
Any big smallies going on, the bite, or people targeting them?
You know, I have seen a few guys targeting smallmouth on Clear Lake, and also at South Red Iron Lake, we've seen some guys targeting smallmouth and seen some dandies caught, to be honest with you.
Where the water comes in under the bridge, and then where the old resort used to be, that point and drop off there used to be a good spot for walleyes and smallies. I used to fish in those areas up there. The whole rock bar or the lake itself, is it full, way below, above, or where
you
at?
The lake is down just a little bit. And some of those rock points and the rock bars are, you know, they're just under the surface enough where they'll probably catch a prop if you're not paying attention. So on some of those spots, you need to kind of, you know, make sure you're watching your depth finder. And also, you know, like you said, those areas are fantastic for catching the smallmouth and the occasional walleye there. And those points are also holding the bluegills. So
as far
you got to get everything right there in those areas.
Casey, your wetlands, how are you faring for this spring thaw and rain? Where are you setting at now with those?
You know, our wetlands are still below, you know, that what they were 3, 4, and 5 years ago. Our wetlands are down, but I think we're sitting a little bit better than we were last summer. You know, we've had some good timely rains and kept those at a level that you know, birds are using them now. And we're, you know, obviously we're hoping for some more timely rains before waterfowl season starts to spread those birds out a little bit and give some hunters some opportunity to harvest some birds.
And last question, Casey, have you had a chance to see any pheasant chicks?
I've seen some pheasant chicks around the area, you know, out in the mornings. You know, it's so hard to say without doing our brood routes quite yet, you know, what the population is going to be. But, I think we're all pretty hopeful that we're going to have a good hatch this year and a bunch of pheasants on the landscape for the hunters.
Casey Dollar, conservation officer out of Marshall County, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.